This Do Lectures episode features former engineer turned flying Frenchie, Julien Minot, recorded live at the global event in Cardiff, West Wales in 2017.
Thank you for being there. Thank you, the Do Lecture, for inviting me. My story was like a bit like Scott. I thought when I was inviting him, like Scott was the wrestler, the first talk yesterday. It was like, why am I here talking about and to you? And I was like, okay, I had to search into my mind what to say to such an audience, because I am from a background. I am a former engineer. I had like a pretty normal engineer's life until 2005. And at this time, there was always something wrong in my mind. I was not feeling great in what I was doing. And then one day I discovered with one friend rock climbing, the sport of rock climbing. And when I discovered rock climbing, then I felt something was right when I was doing it. So from 2005 to 2008, in 2005 I was 25 years old, so I was quite old to start rock climbing, but still it's not too late. It's never too late, actually. And from 2005 to 2008, I just tried to rock climb a lot, and then the work starts to drop against rock climbing. And in 2008, it became quite logical to quit my job and to go for a sabbatical trip. So the goal was to climb. The goal was to do some alpinism. And I was not prepared to do any talk like this, because everybody does this kind of trip in France. It's very common. So the difference here was when I discovered slacklining. Slacklining, this is a piece of webbing you rig between two trees, and you just want to walk on it, just want to try. And this is something that makes the difference, and this is why I'm here. This is because of slacklining. And this is mainly also because, as a climber, slacklining, I wanted to put slacklining on the heights. So I did what we call highlining. And highlining is combining all the stuff that I like, which is facing my fears, facing the heights, being into nature. And so I think I have to show you a trailer first so that you have more ideas on what I do, because I not just simply do slacklining. And as you may heard, I'm French, so I'm sorry for scratching English. And I hope you will enjoy this video, and your neighbor is not too drunk from yesterday, otherwise I don't guarantee the result. Let's go.
Tu peux l'installer où tu veux, et tant que tu es avec deux trois copains, bah tu peux faire plein de choses. Je veux dire, tu peux t'amuser à être à deux dessus, à essayer de te battre pour gagner et à rester dessus. Tu peux l'installer au-dessus de l'eau, commencer à faire des saltos, tomber dans l'eau, tu peux faire vraiment ce que tu veux, quoi. Hop là, on les voit. Une et deux.
Parce que ce projet-là, de mélanger la highline et le base, je voulais pas être tout seul à le faire.
Ouais, t'aurais été tout seul, donc là, du coup.
Tout seul, à quoi bon? Et donc, partager ce projet-là.
3, 2, 1, va!
Je suis pas sûr que je vais tenir avec les points.
J'ai fait un parachute sur l'eau.
C'est vrai.
Là-bas, on va trouver une ligne.
We were sitting just before he's walking.
And then he tells me that he's so scared, and he kind of whispers to me, like he's telling me that he's so scared, and I was so shocked. And I ask him, are you scared? And he says, yes, of course.
J'imagine que j'ai le parachute dans le dos, il n'y a aucun problème.
Putain, elle est tendue dans le string.
3, 2, 1.
First, all of us on the Eiger.
The breath is like up there.
Yeah, it's just like when you watch it, when you watch him, you live it. And
it's like
it's a lot of things. So let you go. It's so good. It's so good.
Hold you forever. Hold you forever. Now build up another on the bodies of our brothers. Now forever.
So this movie was actually what why Dodo Lecture invited me. This was for I Believe I Can Fly. I was with Tancred Mele all the time. Tancred was my partner for the last years, and he had an accident last year. And when Dodo Lecture raised some money for his daughter, I was completely speechless. So I had to come and see what is this place where people we don't know are raising money for other people. And I have to say a big thank you for the two lectures. And this is very important for me, and thank you, thank you. It's not good, okay. Tancred here. And with Tancred, year after year, the flying Frenchies, the concept of flying Frenchies, which is quite clearly defined, was to gather friends together, and we love sports. Most of us were extreme sports athletes, like climbing, base jumping. But in a few years, in 2012, arts and music, and most of the time craziness, just went into the plans. And we among everything, love to mix the stuff together. So the mess that was all around this group was filmed by filmmaker Sam Montaz, and. From 2009 to 2012, it was very, very strong episode of my life where everything was about doing crazy stuff and trying to push my limits. So we like weather forecast. We leave our side. So here's my weather forecast, but for my lifetime. And so when I stopped working, it was really nice because I had all my free time. This is like the bills and the girlfriend, all the stuff you have to do if you want to have a cool life. There's always a good woman behind any man. And then in 2012, I have a big, big, big turning point in my life. I have my first child. At the same time, one friend died. He was having a slackline company, and we had to take the company from ourselves. We had the possibility to do it, so we chose to do it. So suddenly I had to work for a slackline company, so meaning computer work, buying, selling stuff. And I had also my first accident. So I break my back, I break one arm. Was not a lot, but for 1 year in one specific time, it was very, very, very changing. So that was funny to think that the movie was I Believe I Can Fly, it was the name, And then you can say here in 2012, we all realize, not me, but we realize we can die, and we realize we have to change stuff. And I have to change stuff because I have children now. And then you have all this mandatory time taking over your free time. And then you start to plan things, do less things, and you cannot go into quantity. You must have another perspective if you want to have a good time and live longer and live for your children. So this is obviously between 2011 and 2012, 2016, my days are completely different. So, I mean, some people from the other lecture, they can guess that they have the same pattern, like after children. You have a lot of free time. You can do whatever you want. You can excel in some stuff. And then all of a sudden, you have to plan everything. And you have maybe a bit of a free time for you from 8 to 10 to do a jump or to do a hike or whatever. And you have to find your pleasure in the variety of situations. And probably with my family time slowing with my athlete life, this is good because in a way it can save my life actually because I do less things and I plan more things. And sometimes the statistics works against you. So the less you do in extreme sports, the more you can last longer and have more experience just by talking with people. Still, you can do some nice projects because you have time to think about it. So in 2013, we had a really good fun with cable cars. We did a magnificent high line. In 2014, we were exploring the hot air balloons with Tancred on the line. And in 2016, this stunt, I was not believe it was possible. So we took paragliders with a very good paragliding guy, a world champion, and he made it possible with an extra amount of piloting very hard. So this is one of the most aesthetic high lines I've ever made. And this is Mont Blanc, by the way. So the way you can do stunts more simple, more aesthetic, and more challenging as well. You don't need to go into more complexity to make better things. So, my family time and my extraordinary moments. So what's the difference into those four between situations? There's not much, actually. You are with your friends or your family, and you are sharing stuff, and most of the time, this is because this is the first time. So first time I took my daughter on a paraglide flight. First time she was doing some kiting with a small paraglide I saw for her. It was really nice. First time somebody jumped in wingsuit from Bora Bora in Tahiti. Was cool. Movie is coming soon. First time a speed rider, a guy with ski and a small canopy can fly at the same speed than us with the wingsuit. So this is very very fun to bring new challenges, and it's very fun to do also the challenge at home, because three of the four pictures are done just locally, and you don't need to spend hours in planes and you don't need a lot of money. You just need time, and also you don't need to practice the sport if you want to enjoy the sport. So when I'm working at my Slackline company, you can design gear and you think about the sport, you think about the stuff, you make the sport go forward. I learned how to sew, so I didn't start with pants or anything else. I start directly by sewing a paraglider so that I wanted to fly my own paraglider. I did myself. And I flew it last year, so it was great. And then with all the climate change going on everywhere, as an athlete, we see the pollution coming in our valleys. And we now have a garden, so I've tried to do gardening, and I try to slow down my philosophy of doing sports, trying to have a slower way to do it, a better way to do it, use less, losing my car a bit less, etc. So it's all about the do-it-yourself stuff. How things work when you understand that a sewing machine can sew a trouser as well as a paraglide, then you are much more confident about how the paraglide is made. and creation instead of consuming stuff. It's very interesting. So, life has good moments, and life has also bad moments. So the good moments, for example, if you are, this is a track. This is the first time I did nearly 100 kilometers with my paraglide around my house. So flying for 5 hours around the mountains using the thermals. It's like, it's not very physical, but it's a very nice pist game. You don't know where to go, you don't know what to do. And then after 5 hours, you have a complete loop like this. Dewey is having a nice first time. Can you show up? The first time you are doing a wingsuit jump, you are wearing a wingsuit. So basically, this is the kind of wedding dress we have when we are on the cliff. Yeah. So this is a flying carpet. You have fabric, which is like a mattress, and you have air intakes here. When you're jumping, the air is going inside, and then it inflates, and it makes a stiff wing. So it's like if you are flying inside a paraglider, and you can really fly with that. A jump will last 10 seconds, will not last a minute or 2 minutes, depends on the height you have. And that's very, very, very impressive when you start wingsuiting. And today, unfortunately, I'm not wearing the wingsuit. I have the bad moments suit. So this is what I have now, because I had an injury 3 weeks ago. I was not even sure. So I have a vertebral brace when I sit. And this is from another accident. This is not from this one. But I still use this one to come here, because I hit my spine again. So I'm just waiting now for a better moment. So I'm on my low at the moment, but I have a good moment with you, actually. And yeah, this is very, very interesting when you are injured, because you learn patience. You see how resilient is your life when you don't have your main sport, when you have your main hobby, how you can go on even if you don't have this. You want to jump? Thank you very much. You feel like a penguin. Huh? So you have to imagine that we can barely walk on the ground with that, and you are on the exit, and mostly it's like a small stone like this, and then you have the emptiness. So you are like very, very cautious when you do that. It's very scary for the first time. Of course, you start from plane before. You have a lot of experience from plane, so. When you are base jumping, you are somehow ready to do it, but still the first time is very, very impressive. So thank you for your time. I again say a big thanks to Naomi and the Do Lecture. And the last stunt we did was in October last year. We set up a giant tyro, 900 meter tyro, and we built a surf. A real surf wave, and we surfed this tyro 500 meters over the ground with the rigs on. And this picture is special for me because Thomas unfortunately died also 2 weeks ago. So this is a really bad moment for me, because I, amongst my injury, I lost a friend. And I'm sure that I can have the upload for my speech now, but I would like to you to upload for them, all my friends, Vincent, Damien, Tancred, of course, and Thomas that left us, and they will be really happy from where they are to have a picture.
The Do Lectures is here to share stories of remarkable people in the hope they will inspire you to go and do amazing things too. There are over 300 talks to listen to, or if you prefer, watch on our website, thedolectures.com. Hit the subscribe button on your favourite podcast platform to get the latest episodes when they come out.